Brand new cattle on feed report, and we are speaking with Tom Loeffler at Loeffler Commodities. Tom, some were expecting a bullish cattle on feed report this time around. Is that what they got?
Well, actually, they got a friendlier report than what they was expecting today. The trade was looking for on feed to be at 105.5%. It actually came in at 104%. That's a little friendly. Looking for placements at 92.5%. It actually came in at 89%. Very friendly. And they was looking for the marketing at 103.2%. It came in at 107%, much friendlier than expected. So overall, the numbers were friendly. That could be very conducive to more upside come Monday. But let's look at these numbers a little closer. On feed, it did not make it over 11 million head. We have been over 11 million head now for 8 straight months. This time we fell underneath 11 million head. It's also the largest of the past 4 June on feed numbers. So it's still a big number out there, but not quite as large as we was looking for. The placement number, the third lowest May placement in the past 16 years, but we also saw this month versus last month 4% larger. The marketing number is the highest marketing number since July of 2008, the first time we've been over 2 million head in a very long period of time. And when you look at these numbers just a little bit closer, you're looking at on feed with Texas 5% larger than a year ago this time, Nebraska 2%, and Kansas was down 1% on their on feed numbers. And when you look at the placement numbers, Kansas and Nebraska both 11% lower than a year ago this time, Texas down 10%. When you look at the breakdown of the weights on the placements, the under 600 pound category down 8% versus a year ago, the 600 to 699 pound category down 13.5%. 700 to 799 pound down 10.3%, and the heavyweights 800 plus category down 12% versus a year ago. And the marketing number, we saw Nebraska and Texas both marketing 9% more than a year ago, Kansas marketing 4% more than a year ago. Now, the bottom line is, it is a much friendlier report than expected, but also look at this week. August live cattle gained $6.27 this week. We saw August feeder cattle gain $9.02. A very big rally took place this week, and it's a very friendly looking report, but can you continue to see this market hold that kind of upside on top of this? We're still trading over $20 to $22 higher than a year ago, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. So the bottom line is, Keith, we could see more upside come Monday, but we're going to have to wait and see if they look at this as being friendly enough to pile on top of the upside we've already seen.
How much of a factor do you think that the weather, that is to say this ongoing drought, might have played into these numbers?
Well, it had an effect. It definitely had an effect last month as we saw larger placements than expected. So it probably caused us to see a little less placements this month because we saw placements pulled further ahead, you know, back in the April time frame, cutting the May down a little bit. The other thing is, we will probably start seeing this drought have more of an effect on placement numbers. We'll probably continue to see lower placement numbers versus year-ago levels because we've been pulling these feeders ahead. We're also probably going to see, Keith, our on-feed number eventually start to dwindle, but we probably will still see plenty of marketable cattle out there for the next couple months. This draft could still end up causing this market very bullishness down the road as we're going to continue to see liquidation of the herds. And that also means that when we see our July report on the total cattle inventory, we're probably going to notice no signs of herd building.
Thank you very much. Tom Loeffler at Loeffler Commodities. I'm Keith Merks.